Vince sanctions are being urged to continue to monitor developments as it relates to the Atlantic hurricane season. The warning comes from meteorological forecaster at the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Met Office, Gregory Cato.
As of August 4th, there was an update by the CPC and NOAA. CPC is basically Climate Prediction Center, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Prior to this update at the beginning of the season, just in May, they had a 65% chance for an above normal season. Now this has reduced by just 5%. So we're still expecting an above normal season, but there's a 60% chance, and there's a 70% chance having 14 to 20 named storms, 6 to 10 of which could develop into hurricanes, and 3 to 5 major hurricanes. So still, we're anticipating a busy season.
According to Mr. Cato, there have been 3 named storms so far for the Atlantic hurricane season.
Alex, which impacted Florida, Bermuda. Bonnie, which impacted us as potential tropical cyclone 2. That was on the 28th of June. We experienced 39 mile per hour winds for, 11 minutes straight.
That's sustained.
Yes, sustained winds. 3 stations are recorded in excess of an inch. That's the Salt Rivers, Majorca, and Dalloway stations. We had a high wind advisory in effect, a small surf and small craft warnings, and a flash flood watch at that time. By the 30th, we had some improved conditions, though. And we also had Tropical Storm Colin, but that affected North and South Carolina. There are about, so far, 34 tropical waves. The 34th one is actually in the Central Atlantic at this point. And we've had Hurricanes Daniel and all which recently passed just to the north of the adjacent waters of the Leeward Islands. And we experienced some warm conditions last week as a result.
And Mr. Cato speaks about what to expect in the tropics in the week ahead.
We've been monitoring, there's a disturbance at this point in the Central Atlantic. In fact, NHC just has a 20% chance of it developing into anything within the next 5 days. So not so much of a concern at the moment. It's about 1,000 or so miles, in excess of 1,000 miles east of the Windward Islands, but they expect on track to go west-northwestward, which would be, again, somewhat in that vicinity of what we saw with all. But we're experiencing these warm conditions, as aforementioned, due to the fact that whenever you have systems recurving or going, they actually erode the high-pressure system, so we don't get that supply of winds that we would normally get. And the result is we get very uncomfortable and, you know, we experience warm conditions, basically.
Meteorological forecaster at the SVG Met Office, Gregory Cato. I'm Yolande Richards with today's special report.